The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Because each of us as a human being has a limited lifetime on earth, and many of us, in fact, I think I can say most of us, don't end up observing some of the realities of this universe, this world, this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what I mean by that is what involves and happens to mankind as a result of their own deeds in this system. We don't live usually long enough to see and observe these events taking place. It takes too long. It's more than a lifetime for things that happen to civilizations to be observed. The only way you can know what happens, the only way you can see what the results of people's deeds are, is to look back and study what people went through, what they did, and what happened to them as a result of their own deeds. That's the only way you can do it. To learn from that and then be able to decide and find out what you need to do, what you should avoid. That's pretty obvious. That's what I think, at least some people, I consider it pretty obvious. I think it is pretty obvious for a lot of people. The reason why I doubted that and I second thought that is that unfortunately there are people that deny categorically this whole thing, because once you start denying this system being a creation of God and God being in charge and God having a system in place, it just becomes random. Yeah, something could happen in history. It won't repeat itself. It will repeat itself. All those discussions are there. But once you realize that, and if you study history by itself well enough, you'll come to that. Because of that approach towards history or towards this universe, that it's all haphazard, it's all random, it's all, you know, especially when it comes to people, because when it comes to other things, carbon dating can go back 4 million years because it follows the same pattern according to them. They haven't even observed it. But when it comes to human behavior, that's something that, no, it's just whatever. Because of that approach, when it comes to studying history, as far as I've seen, as far as I've read the various books that we've found and scholars of history, they don't really care about the details of it. It's just, okay, this historian says this, that other historian's opinion about this event was like this, A, B, C, or whatever it is. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't have any impact on your life. It doesn't matter what people before you did or didn't do and what happened to them, because that has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. The Quran, however, tells us otherwise. God is God. He is the creator. He's created this universe with not only physical laws that apply to chemicals, to the cosmos, to planets and stars and meteorites and comets and whatever else is out there on a macro level and on molecular level or subatomic level, quantum level, all these laws that these scientists are spending time discovering are not the only laws in place. These are laws that God has put in place, but there's also laws regarding the human being and human behavior right in this world. We're not talking about the hereafter. The Quran tells us both those laws, and the Quran tells us and gives us examples to show us this is what happened. You're not going to probably see this, at least the entirety of it. You're not going to see it unfold before your eyes. It's too long for your lifetime. We barely can analyze the 10 years, 20 years, 30 years of our lives to say, okay, this is what I did, then this is what I did, and then as a result of listening to these verses, this is where my life was moving towards. Or when I wasn't listening, this is where my life was moving towards. When I changed that, then I started seeing results. It takes time for those results to start showing. That's in just one person's life. When it comes to a civilization, the life and the death, the initial birth of a civilization, and the death of that civilization, that's not something you're going to experience. You may experience part of it. You may suddenly experience the end of a civilization. You might be one of those that watches something unfold before your eyes. You might have been one of those that saw the Shah go down, for example, in the Islam in Iran, current day Islamic Republic. And for the Islamic Republic to be established, the start of that, you might have seen that. But to analyze what happened, how did it end there? How did that previous thing, whatever it was, end there? What caused its decline? They talk about the Roman Empire because that's the only thing the Westerners can think of. That's the only civilization they have to show. And there's not really too much good in it, of course. But anyway, a civilization. Where was Britain during that time? Nothing. Nowhere. The Roman Empire. Well, there was a rise of the Roman Empire. There was the birth of the empire. Then there was a death of the empire. They talk briefly sometimes about the death of the empire, the downfall, the decline of the empire, but not with the right tools and the right understanding of what happens. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by wal-fajr, by dawn, wa-layalin ash, 10 nights, whatever those 10 nights are, a 10-night period of time. Wa-shaf'i wal-watr, pairs and single things, apparently, as some have mentioned. Shaf means pairs, and watr means single, something that's single, okay, single things. Not odd, because odd would include three, five, and so on. No, single, just one. Of, like, for example, the watr prayer and the night prayer, you have the shaf'ah, it's called, and that's two rak'ah, and then watr is one rak'ah. So just remember that to understand what shaf'ah and watr mean. Now, what does this exactly refer to? What two things, pairs, I called them, and single things. What, just generally, some believe that. Anyhow, he swears by these different things. First by Fajr, which is the dawn when light starts coming in, and Walayli Idha Yas is when it becomes pitch black. So when there is brightness, the crack of dawn, and when it's no light at all. Both of these are mentioned here. And he says, هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Is this not an oath, I guess, for want of a better word, that's the only word that comes to my mind, the swearing, these things that he swore by, aren't these enough for لِذِي حِجْرٍ, someone that has an intellect, someone who can think? Is this not enough to consider this important? These are, we take here, وَالْفَجْرِ, do we understand the greatness, the grandness, how great Fajr is, or just a time of day? What needs to happen in this universe, the sun and the earth and this whole system that causes for dawn to occur? And then what's related to us from every day, every 24 hours, every interval of time, this daily thing, this daily routine, you have pitch black for most of the earth, not the entirety of the earth. You have pitch black moments, and now this daily interval for some parts, it's not daily, but it's annual. Any part of the earth, you have a time where it's pitch black, no light, and there's times where there's light. After darkness, there's light. Okay. So isn't this something for someone who possesses intellect, enough for them to think?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.